Just when COVID fatigue among the public has peaked, so has the number of cases needing hospitals. St. Francis CEO Jake Henry spoke yesterday afternoon at the city-county COVID briefing.
Last week, St. Francis Health System hit a peak of 129 patients in our hospitals. In March, April, and May, our largest number of patients numbered 55. We are now more than double than that. Our plea to our citizens in Tulsa and the eastern region of the state is the same as it always has been. Wear a mask, wash your hands, watch your distance. We are headed in the wrong direction.
As KRMG has been reporting, it is not the number of available beds that's critical here, although we are beginning to strain that capacity. It's staffing that's the real issue.
Healthcare personnel are not quickly renewable resources. We have critical nurse and physician shortages in Oklahoma, really probably 43rd in primary care, probably 47th in specialty care. Not quite sure where we are in nurses, but I've been here for 18 years now, and we've always had a shortage of registered nurses.
We also heard from St. Francis pulmonologist Dr. Roger Gallup, an Army veteran. He talked about the pandemic in terms of war.
I never thought after the Army I'd be on another battlefield, yet here we are. Our ICUs, COVID units, and community have become home to an enemy that we're losing the fight against. This virus is real. The effects are devastating, and we are clearly headed in the wrong direction.
If they're going to win this war, Henry said, they need help from all of us.
If there was ever a time, I think, when people needed to take responsibility for their sisters and for their brothers, it is that time. I just fear that we are entering a very, very dark winter.
Meanwhile, Mayor G.T. Bynum strongly urged our suburban and rural community leaders to get involved in the fight. It's those communities that are now packing Tulsa's hospitals with COVID patients, he says.
The difference that we face this time is that the vast majority of those who are being hospitalized in Tulsa right now with COVID-19 don't live in the city limits of Tulsa. They are from folks that live outside the city limits of Tulsa, over which the city council and I do not have the ability to impact or put in mitigation strategies that will help protect them.
He's urging area mayors and city councilors to engage with hospital administrators, doctors, and health experts to identify ways to slow this pandemic. Russell Mills, 102.3 KRMG, Tulsa's News and Talk.